Ready upstairs? I'll give you a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon and welcome to the inaugural broadcast of CFRU-FM, broadcasting on 93.3 in the city of Guelph. Thank you very much. We have a couple of guests here today. We'd like to take a little of your time to explain what's been going on with Radio Griffin. We like to trace our history back to about 1965. We had an FM dream in 65, and it's taken us 15 years to fulfill it, but you're witnessing that fulfillment here today. Back in the fall of 1964, a group of students from the Ontario Agricultural College got together to form a radio society. And one of the things they wanted to do was to put university affairs on the air. So naturally, they went down to CJOY to try and seek their cooperation. First meeting of that radio society, our forebears, was on November 2nd, 1964. And they did go down to talk to CJOY, and university affairs did go on the air. The first program that we put on was on the 6th of January, 1965, 15 years ago and some odd days. And the person we spoke to down at CJOY, who is now our mayor, Mr. Norm Jerry. Mr. Jerry, could you say a few words, please?
Well, Mr. Chairman, platform guests, ladies and gentlemen, and friends all, I'm very happy to be here to take part in the official opening of your new radio station, and certainly glad that over the years I had some small part to play in helping to bring it about. I think the fact that you now have a new radio station indicates that this university continues to grow and develop in so many aspects. I think of all the jobs the university provides. I think of the monthly payroll that certainly stimulates the economy of the entire city of Guelph. I think of the university as an outstanding institution of learning. And I think of the contribution made by the students as a contribution that is not only to this city, but to this country and indeed to the entire world. I think the fact that you have a new radio station indicates that you're ready to play a continuing leadership role as we look ahead to the 1980s. And if at any time I can be of any assistance in your programs, please feel free to call. And certainly on behalf of all of our citizens, I wish the new radio station every possible success.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The university always had an interest in radio. They had curricular programs back in the 30s and 40s, but it sort of fell into disuse. But in 1965, a charter member of the university's Board of Governors passed away, Mr. Frank Ryan. And in his memory, Mrs. Ryan established the Ryan Fund, which helped us get on our way. She gave us a bequest to start an FM studio. And that really solidified the university's resolve to get FM into Guelph. The Ryan Fund has been used for a number of things, but the most visible evidence is our Frank Ryan Studios upstairs in the second floor of the University Center. And secondly, our call letters, CFRU, were chosen to honor Frank Ryan. One of the very early involvements of the university in FM was Mr. Paul Gilmore, who's our provost.
Thanks very much, Ian. Today, CFRU comes of age, able to meet its obligations and to serve the expectations and objectives set down by earlier committees and earlier members of this community. It happens under a different corporate umbrella, a nonprofit corporation, but nonetheless built on an uninterrupted line of student, staff, and faculty effort. The real success story, though, is that of the students who have served as operators, programmers, managers, and directors, whose dogged persistence has helped weather the disappointments and setbacks that form the history of Radio Griffin operations. CFRU is a tribute to the hard work of many over the years who have been members of the station, the Radio Advisory Board, the University Radio Board, and all have given time and commitment to keeping alive the plan for an FM station. Some of those names come easily to mind. I hesitate to list all of them for fear of forgetting someone, but let me try. Don Bagg, John Black, Hank Davis, Lauren Heslop, the late Dale Logren, Don McIntosh, Ab Moore, the late Dr. George Raymond, George Taylor, Linda Keith, Keith Turner, Doug Watterson, Bob Winkle, and there are many others. I've left two names off the list because they deserve special mention, Jim Manning and Ian McDermott. How can one think of today's opening ceremony or CFRU and not at the same time and almost synonymously think of Ian McDermott? The station and today's celebration is very much a statement of personal success and outstanding service on the part of a few critical people. For without the leadership and resilience of students like Ian, this opening ceremony would be many years in the future. It was and will remain a tribute to the tireless effort of Ian and his colleagues that this day is now in hand. Congratulations to CFRU, and a sincere thanks to those who provided the means and the way to what will be a very unique educational venture. The university extends its best wishes to all those involved in the days ahead as you meet the challenge and opportunity of serving an extended listening audience. We have learned much from your willingness to persist, and we look forward now to your high standards of performance and broadcasting as we listen and learn through CFRU.
Well, thank you, Mr. Gilmore. Radio Griffin has been involved in a number of firsts or near firsts in the Canadian broadcasting system. We were one of the first in Canada to test the carrier current system, which is now being discontinued in the South residences. And that was in the fall of 1970. We were one of the first in Canada to be on cable FM as our main focus of broadcasting. And that was in the spring of 1971. Some other notable periods in our history. We moved into the Frank Ryan studios of the University Center in 1974. And we pride ourselves in being one of the first groups to move in to this building. On June 21st, 1975, Mrs. Ryan came down to the university and officially opened the Frank Ryan studios. This application for FM began several years before, but we actually made the final submission in April of 1978. We had our FM hearing in March of 79. And the students in that same month voted further financial support to ensure the success of the operation. The license was granted in August of 1979. Since August, myself and our colleagues have been working very hard to get the programming ready and the station ready for today. And at this time, I'd like the mayor, Mr. Jerry, and the provost, Mr. Gilmore, to come up and cut the ceremonial ribbon. Yes, make this a photo opportunity. Very good, very good. Well, I at this time would like to say some thank yous as well. And one of them is to Mr. Gilmore, who has been someone that I've always been able to have available to me. He's been there. He's been a steadying force in the operation ever since I've been around, and I think for as long as the operation's been around. So CFRU-FM would like to extend a token of our appreciation to Mr. Gilmore.
Thanks very much.
Oh, yes, please. I'm sure you can all guess what it is. A very small portable FM radio that should be able to pick up only us.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Ian, and your colleagues. I now can retire my old AM radio. I appreciate it.
There's also one other person I'd like to thank, and that's my friend Kathy, who has borne my rather increasing preoccupation with the station. And it's kept me steady throughout it all, and it's kept me honest on occasion. So I'd like to thank Kathy. She's been a great help, too, in helping us get started for today. And for the people listening on 93.3, I'd like to give you a rundown of today's programming. At 3 o'clock, we have a radio play entitled The Broadcaster, which I think is very appropriate for our first day. At 4 o'clock, we've got Professor Teasert of the Ontario Veterinary College talking about the potential in research for immunity to cancer. And let's not forget our zero birthday party tonight in the Bullring, to which you're all invited. All members of the university community are invited. We have three live bands who are playing for us, the final appearance of The Perfect Strangers, a new group called The Hormones, and a group called The Others. And before I turn it over to Beth Hobson for our first FM show, I'd like to invite you all up to the station for a tour. Thank you for coming, and Beth, take it away.
Congratulations, CFRU. You finally made it to 93.3 FM. If you've just tuned in, the reason everyone's so hyped up around here is because we've all been waiting for the station to go FM for a long time. Since this is a special occasion, I'm going to preempt my usual country and western show and present to you live from CFRU FM the songs that this station has helped to top the charts through the years. CFRU has been serving the university community and playing the hits of the people since it first went on air in 1965. And that's just where we're going to start.